Spire Stadium in Rockford was home to the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League's own Rockford Peaches in the 1940s and 50s. The Peaches are the team that inspired the 1992 movie A League of Their Own with actors Gina Davis, Madonna, and Tom Hanks.
We're the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far. We got Canadians, woo! Irish ones and Swedes.
For years, an organization known as the International Women's Baseball Center has envisioned a women's baseball museum on the grounds of Beyer Stadium, one that would honor the accomplishments of women baseball players like those of the Rockford Peaches. This past week, plans for the museum are at a standstill, though. Another group, Friends of Beyer Park, is raising concerns about the museum's placement. They say the location would ignore the park's sports legacy and distract from the accomplishments of other athletes. The International Women's Baseball Center, though, is pushing back. To talk more about this, we're joined now by Kat Williams, president of the International Women's Baseball Center and a history professor who studies women's sports at Marshall University. Kat, welcome to the 21st. And we are also joined by Maybelle Blair, who helped get the IWBC off the ground. She's a former player in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Maybelle Blair, thank you for being with us today on the 21st as well. Okay, and I'm not sure if we're having difficulty connecting with our guests, so
I'm here.
They're here. Great. Okay, I think we might have just had some...
I'm still on this side of the grass.
Oh, I hear Maybelle and Kat. Great. Technical difficulties there, but we seem to have resolved them, so I don't know if that was... in the past. That's a great thing about radio. You say it, and it goes out into the ether. We'll move on. Listeners, I want to invite you to join our conversation at 800-222-9455. If you live in Rockford, if you have ever seen any of the memorabilia or history around the international, the Women's Baseball League that was in America around the time of World War II. If you've seen the movie A League of Our Own, we want to hear from you, 800-222-9455. So, Kat Williams, I'm going to begin with you. Can you walk us through the journey that you all have been taking, I think since, 2014, at the International Women's Baseball Center?
Sure. And I'm assuming you can hear me now. Is that...
Loud and clear. Sounds great.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. I am one of the founders, as is Maybelle Blair and Shirley Berkovich, both former players of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, along with three other former players, two of whom have unfortunately passed away. We always felt like that women and girls deserved a place of their own. We always felt like, our history in the game, all aspects of the game, had been continuously overlooked. And I will say this, while we are big fans of the Rockford Peaches and that league is one small tick on a very long timeline of women's baseball history, both in this country and around the world. So we decided in February of 2014, we sat down over pizza and beer and we created the IWBC, and we have not looked back. We didn't set out to have a home in Rockford. It wasn't that we didn't really think about it. But some folks came to us and there was some property that a company wanted to donate across the street from Beyer Field where the Peaches played. We went on a very cold, snowy November day to see it. And that was it. We made a commitment to Rockford and we have continued to host events and tournaments. We hosted the largest girls baseball tournament in the country there for 3 years in a row. And now we want to expand. We want to build that museum, build that educational center. But over the years, since we've been in Rockford, we have gotten to know our neighborhood. We have done everything we can to be part of that neighborhood. And I know, and this is timely because it's not all that different from your last guests. I know that often one of the things that happens is that companies or organizations come into a community that is underserved. They invest $5 million or whatever, and they build a building or they do something, but the community itself does not benefit from it. We got to know the kids there. We got to know the community there and the community centers and the Boys and Girls Clubs. And we felt strongly that the first thing we wanted to do is create an activity center where kids can come and learn and play and do workshops and learn about baseball, but learn more than how do you throw a fastball? Because is so unimportant in the big scheme of things. So we're moving forward. We've got some fantastic plans. We are so excited about this.
I want to come back to what the plans are and what that might consist of. But I want to bring Maybelle Blair into the conversation now.
Absolutely.
There were 600 women, as I understand it, in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. It's always been a small sorority, as will happen with the march of time. It gets smaller over the years. Mm-hmm. What does a museum like this mean to you and to the legacy of women in baseball?
Oh, my God, you have no idea. I've been dreaming of this for years, and it's coming to life, and I've got to get it done before I'm on the other side of the dirt. I just have a few years left. I'm 94 and headed for 95 too fast, and I can't imagine of not having a museum and an activity center there in Rockford. It's the cradle of women's baseball. When you mention baseball, what do you think of? The Rockford Peaches, because a league of their own, naturally. And the whole world knows about the Rockford Peaches and the league of their own. So whereabouts in Illinois, in Rockford, Illinois, that we would have this opportunity to have this? Can you imagine an activity center where the girls and the boys are playing batting and sliding and learning how to be umpires and learning how to be team members and all of this. Oh, I'm so looking forward to Rockford. Now we have a little team called the Little Rockford Peaches there now, and they've been playing on Beyer Stadium. And I cannot imagine worldwide when we would have a home of our own, a baseball for girls, just like Williamsport does for the boys. Yeah. We want everything there for Rockford and for Illinois and the whole world.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're going to continue this conversation. We do need to take a break for our member stations, though. More to come here on the 21st. Stay with us. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about a proposal for a museum dedicated to women's baseball. It's being proposed for Rockford, Illinois, the International Women's Baseball Center. Of course, the big tie there is the connection to the Rockford Peaches, the team, the women's All-American Girls Professional Baseball League team that inspired the 1992 movie A League of Their Own. The Rockford Peaches, of course, played in Rockford. And given we have a connection, caller on the line, and you're welcome to join our conversation, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. And Andrew is on the line and says, Andrew, you have a family connection to the Rockford Peaches. Thank you for calling
in. Yeah, actually, my dad's a doctor in Rockford, and he, when he was in private practice, he actually took care of two of the feet of two peaches. And what was really cool is I actually, when I was young, got to know them a little bit. And one of my most prized possessions is actually I have a signed baseball from one of them. I unfortunately can't remember which one it was. It was shortly before she passed away, but my dad actually had taking care of a couple peaches, and it just, you hear about them all around Rockford.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What a great story.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Andrew. We appreciate that. This is not the path to this museum, though, is not all peachy, we might say, if you'll forgive that. Let's talk about some of the issues that have been raised before the city's zoning board. The group Friends of Buyer Park is pushing back on the museum's placement. In Buyer Stadium in Rockford, I have a state we solicited, I should say, a statement from them. It says, quote, "The Friends of Buyer supports the IWBC's efforts to build a conference center in Rockford. We just are opposed to building it on the park. Buyer was home to football games and track meets far longer than baseball, and that history would get paved under. There are other options to build the center to the west or south of the park, and we're willing to help with either." Kat, can you respond to that?
Sure. We, as I said earlier, we were donated some property across the street, across Seminary Street from Buyer. And initially, that's where we thought we would build the museum. And again, until we really got to know the community, what became clear to us, though, is that it's bigger than just a museum. And they have always said they were in favor of building the museum, and I've never disagreed with that. But what gets lost in a simple statement like just build it someplace else is, okay, then what about the activity center? What about the youth center? What about the kids in that neighborhood and the youth that come to Rockford to play ball? This will be a $1 million facility for kids, for adults, anyone. There aren't other places because we don't own other property. You know, it's simple to say, well, why don't you build something over there or over here? Well, if those folks who own property would like to donate that to us, that would be great. But the reality is, Buyer Field is, it is the home of the Rockford Peaches. There may have been high school football there and track. I'm not disputing that. But there's a reason it was restored to a baseball field. There's a reason that the murals on the dugouts have the Rockford Peaches on them. There's a reason that there's a large sign on the ticket booth that says home of the Rockford Peaches. And that is because that is why people come to Buyer. That local history, that local sport history is very important. And we've always said so. But there is a small piece of a track left on this field. The field is not historically accurate. There is nothing on the field that is historically accurate. And we are not damaging anything that is historically preserved. So I understand, but I would urge anyone to look into the face of that community, an underserved community, and tell those residents why you are against a proposed $10 million project in your neighborhood.
I'm going to take a moment to reintroduce my guests. They are Kat Williams, who's president of the International Women's Baseball Center and a history professor who studies women's sports at Marshall University. We're also speaking with Maybelle Blair, who's a co-founder of the IWBC movement and a former player in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. And Maybelle, can I ask you, women's sport, I think a lot of young women today sort of almost take for granted that you can play baseball or softball or join the soccer team, even women playing football now. What was it like for you trying to get into sports, both sort of at an amateur level as a young person and then professionally?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I grew up being a sports person. My family were all sports-minded, and it's baseball. Baseball was our lifeline because I grew up in the Depression, and the things that we had to do was play baseball, and we built our own baseball fields and had our own teams. And I learned to play baseball with my brother and the whole family because we had a Blair Nine that traveled all over Texas and played baseball. So that's all I ever knew. And I grew up, and all I've ever done is play baseball. And then finally, the lights turned on, and we got to be able to play professional baseball on account of the war. So these are the reasons. I'm sorry for the war, but it opened up the doors for girls to play baseball. And it has just been recently that we are started to growing again due to the fact of the movie League of Their Own. Thank God for that. And they're making a rerun of League of Their Own. So we're so thrilled about that. And before too long, we will have a League of Our Own. But in the meantime, we would like to preserve the history and open up the community and have all of this for the people to enjoy Beyer Stadium and the history of the women's baseball. There is no way we would hurt Beyer Stadium in any direction. All we want to do is build it and have it as a monument for the whole world, not just for Rockford to drive by and see an empty field there, but just for the whole world. Can you imagine having girls playing baseball there and then going over to Field of Dreams and the cornfields, and then maybe we can plant a couple of peach trees and it can be between the peaches and the Field of Dreams. I'm telling you, the girls would never be so happy. And we'd have our own Hall of Fame and our all of this for us. And it wouldn't be trying to impose on the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Our display there is so wonderful. But we do not try to be in the Hall of Fame there. We don't belong. But we do belong in a girls' professional baseball. And, oh, my God, can you imagine the travel and the people that would be coming to Rockford to see our beautiful facility and come in and join the umpire school and our baseball facility there and to teach kids and how to get along. And, oh, my God, it just opened the doors for Rockford so much, because there's nothing more in sports than to learn how to win or lose and to how to become better citizens. I just get so excited at the seams. I think I could live to be 100 if I could just keep going on this.
Well, let me ask you, you mentioned a League of Your Own, and I should say we had a tweet at 21st Show, which is our Twitter account, at T1ST Show. Somebody who asked, what bigger history has happened at Beyer Field than women's baseball that had a Tom Hanks movie made about it? So Maybelle, you were actually featured in the end of that film. I wonder, you know, what has that been like, having your time in baseball immortalized like that so many years later? And I also wonder if you're involved in the remake you were mentioning.
Oh, yes, I'm a consultant for the series that's coming on that's being made by Amazon. And I'm so thrilled about that. And I think everybody's going to be very happy with it. And if I have my way, we will be having a premiere there in Rockford. If everything goes okay, and if I can convince them, by God, I got to talk to them by sweet light if I can, because wouldn't that be wonderful for Rockford if that would happen? I get so excited. Sometimes I just like to move back there in Rockford and put my bed across the street from Beyer and just look out every day and see that, because I can picture it in my mind what would happen there. In Rockford, how it boom with everything. I just get, oh my gosh, don't get me started. I could go on for hours and telling you about it.
Yeah, and our time is a little limited. And I should mention, one of our engineers, Steve, pointed out that U of I graduate and Illinois' own Nick Offerman is slated to star in that series. Kat, let me ask you, sure. Kat Williams, about, you mentioned earlier, and I should say again, our time is somewhat constrained now, but this is beyond just sort of a series of plaques. What is the vision for this facility? And I'm not sure if you're might be muted on the Zoom again there, Kat, if you're still with us. Maybe not. All right, we'll see if we can troubleshoot our connection there. Maybelle, I wonder if I can ask you, Maybelle Blair, about the state of women's sports today? I mean, I wonder, is it where you hoped it would be when you were playing professionally?
Well, you know, when I was playing professionally, I thought that we were the only ones in the world, which we were, it seems like. You know, the only thing that was really going at that time was tennis and golf. But now, since Title IX and everything has happened, it has opened the world. And the good old boys, you know, was pushing girls softball, you know, that we couldn't play baseball. And so many, don't get me wrong, I love softball. I play professional softball also. And I love it. They got a beautiful facility in Oklahoma City. That's what we want for Rockford. That's all we want is beauty. And this is what the girls need. And the doors have now opened for us. We had over 500 girls in Pittsburgh, not Pittsburgh, where were we? Well, anyway, Cal Ripken's facility. And last in July here, and it was absolutely wonderful. And those little girls come up and grab you by the leg or look up at you with little tears in their eyes and thanking us for opening the doors for women to be able to play baseball. You know, I can't blame the families for what the girls do play softball and the girls play in softball because they get scholarships to college. But we need to have our opportunity, the girls that want to play baseball. And where else? Rockford. And just think how Rockford would be all over the map if we could get this going. It's wonderful, and it would be wonderful for women's baseball to have a home of our own. That's what we want. We want Rockford to be the home of women's baseball.
A league of our own, a museum of our own. Kat Williams, are you you're back with us?
I am.
Yeah, just super super briefly, only about 30 seconds left, but I want what is next for this push for the facility? I know I mentioned the zoning troubles, but there's also fundraising going on. Go ahead.
Well, there is fundraising. We are launching our capital campaign hashtag a place of their own on November 1st, and that will be in Rockford. We move forward. We believe that we have the votes in the city council to pass this amazing opportunity for Rockford. We have a lot of support. People are so excited from all over the world. We have people from literally all over the world supporting this. So we just thank you for having us on. We've got a little bit of an uphill road, but you know what? We're not afraid. We're not afraid to fight for what we want. You heard Maybelle Blair. You know, she's been fighting for 90 years, and so we're not going to stop now. This is just an exciting opportunity for Rockford and for girls and women in all aspects of baseball.
Kat Williams is president of the International Women's Baseball Center and a history professor who studies women's sports at Marshall University. We've also been joined by Maybelle Blair, who helped launch the IWBC and is a former player in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. Kat and Maybelle, thank you so much for being with us today the 21st. And that is all the time we have for our show today. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We heard some texts from listeners at the beginning of our show. It does inform our coverage. You can do so by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. More on that at our website. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again on Monday.